That's very smart, son. That's very smart, son.
How long, before we ask you that, you said you had a lot of children. Did adults come to your meetings at the union?
Yeah, adults, man, you know, not that many would come, but a lot of children, all the children would come. And it was a thing, you know, like on television, different things, what they seen other places, you know, they wanted Bubba Loose to be the same way. And we had meetings up there, and that's how, you know, I'll tell you about the first meeting. They said, well, you know, we, they didn't want Coy in. They said, oh, no, bring Coy in. We want Coy to tell us how, what to do in the thing. Bring Coy in. They said, okay, go on with Coy. But anyway, when that thing, when it really got down, they started talking about marching because they didn't do the testing. You know, they wouldn't let them go back in the thing and all that. And so they said, well, we guess we might as well have us a march. It's like they're doing everything else, protesting all this.
But how long was it between the first testing and when marching began?
It wasn't long. School was almost about to be out, too. It was, I'd say about a month after that.
A month after the test?
A month after that test. That's when the march started, that first march.
And in that month, were there more incidents like the one you described of people going into restaurants and seeing if they could get served?
Well, what you had during that time was blacks and whites engaging each other. The main black street of Bogalusa right there, and Martin Luther King was then, I forget the name, had another name before then. But that street right there was the thing between the black and the white. Blacks on one side and whites on the other side. And white guys would come down that drive line. If they seen black walking the street type of thing, they would throw things down and hit them or run out and shoot up in there. And, you know, try to cut a shot, but they didn't shoot. And they do all that, and then sometimes they come down through there, and blacks would wait, look, kind of, them cheering would be on the side, because they hit two or three cheering with them things, and, you know, all the things.
What things?
Well, they had rocks and bricks and sticks and things, and they'd come by, they'd pass by in the car, and them things, they have Billy Club, they'd step and hit them upside the head.
It didn't matter who it was.
No, it didn't make no difference who it was.
It was
no, it didn't have to be just black, anything. I think they, what they're trying to do, put that fear in.
This kind of thing never happened in the past.
Oh, no.
This is new.
This is new since the first day of testing.
So that was going on. And then you all decided to start marching.
Well, really, we didn't decide to start marching. We kind of got the thing up where we had, kind of trying to organize it, and we had a youth thing. And Bill's son and Barbara was over there, little youth movement different thing. And then they got talking about that. I think Ronnie Moore kind of put that, hey, what y'all need is a march. And they come out and said, Dad, we need a march. Oh, we can't go to the march right now. We not ready. We got to get ready. So, oh, no, we're going. And Barbara and Dunham went up to the high school and pulled everything it was in the high school out.
Really?
They marched away from the high governor of Florida know a lot of people and talk about having more. So you couldn't deny the right more. They went into court and tried to stop. But of course wouldn't have that, so you got a little more. And that's when that